Hi, it's America Weekend with your pals Valerie Smaldone
and Leslie Gold.
We're always looking for ways to improve your life and ours, by the way, at the same time. And in our perennial search for publications that meet these goals, Leslie, I came across something that tweaked me, that I said, you know, maybe I should take a look at this article in one of my favorite publications, Inc. magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And the title is 11 Tweaks to Your Morning Routine Will Make Your Entire Day More Productive.
Oh, I like that. And I like the fact that it's tweaks rather than changes, because
right?
I'm up for tweaks. Changes feels like too much work to me.
Too much work. This is from the University of Nottingham. And they found that these were studies on energy and self-control. And they determined what will change the way you start your day and make you more productive.
Okay. Now, let me see if I do any of these.
I know. I'm sure you all, everybody knows this. This is nothing that is groundbreaking stories, but the first
sometimes
thing to
we
do,
need to be reminded.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah. The first thing to do is to move. Start with exercise as little as 10 minutes.
In the morning?
In the morning.
I know you go to the gym in the morning. You're a beast at this. You're a champion at this.
I do go, and it's become a part of my life. I just do it whether I want to or not.
Mm.
What they say is that a neurotransmitter keeps your brain feeling soothed and in control of your impulses for exercise as little as 10 minutes. So if you do that first thing in the morning, then it will improve your self-control for the rest of the day.
Before coffee?
Before coffee. And talking about what you drink, Leslie,
mm-hmm.
the first thing you should drink, and this one I've known for a long time, is drink lemon water first. First.
When you get up in the morning?
Yes.
Does it have to be cold?
It probably is better if it's room temperature, because cold water is never good for you.
Okay.
Never good for you. And what it does is the lemon gives you some energy. It hydrates you, right?
Yes.
It ensures absorption. And after you drink this, wait a little bit before eating. So this is absorbed into your system. Don't have the coffee right away. So have the lemon water.
Again, something before coffee.
Before coffee.
Oh, dear. All right. Keep going.
No screen time until breakfast, meaning don't dive into your laptop or your personal portable device. No emails, texts, Facebook, because you lose focus and you start to get sucked into the needs of other people right away in the morning. I think that's actually a very good piece of advice.
I think that is a good piece of advice. I don't follow it, but I'm going to. First thing I do is turn on my phone, look mm-hmm. at the weather, and then go to my email. And I'm immediately then on somebody else's schedule rather than my own.
So we both have that problem,
yes,
right?
Yes, okay. I'm not going to do that anymore.
So what they say is don't do it until your breakfast, and then mm-hmm. eat a real breakfast, not just standing over the sink and shoving something into your mouth. Eat a real healthy breakfast,
Okay. I could do that.
And, of course, that means, you know, no sugar donuts, right? So you can have avocado toast, or you can have an egg white omelet, or you can have oatmeal. That's all good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps you going for the day.
Okay.
Setting goals for the day is really important. You say, by the end of today, I want to fill in the blank.
I do that the night before.
Okay. All right. So you're there.
Mm-hmm.
They suggest cleaning your workspace.
In the morning?
No. Now, wait a minute.
Because I do that at night.
This is what you do if you're going to an office.
Okay.
We have our home office, so after you've done those other things, you go to your home office or your office and clean your workspace.
So you start fresh with a clean
Correct.
Slate, everything organized. That's good, because it's very hard to get work done in a chaotic or a messy environment.
Have you heard the expression from Mark Twain? Eat a live frog first thing in the morning and nothing worse will happen to you the rest of the day.
No.
Okay.
It's hard to argue with.
It's hard to argue with that. And what this says is no email until you've eaten three frogs.
What
does that mean?
What does that mean?
Eating a frog, the term, is the greatest, I'm reading directly from the article, is the greatest antidote to procrastination. And the most productive people know the importance of biting into this delicacy first thing in the morning. In other words, spend your morning on something that requires a high level of concentration that you don't want to do. Get it done first.
Okay, so the thing you least want to do, tackle in the morning.
Yes.
That would make you more productive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, we often put off, I don't want to do that yet, I'll do it later, I'll do it tomorrow. Get it done first, and that gets you super focused.
Okay.
And it also takes away that energy of, I don't want to do it, right? That's mental energy. It's tiresome.
It's true, because half your brain is is engaged in dreading what you have coming up. If you get it out of the way first, you can now use your entire brain for the things that come next.
Correct. And then assign times to your to-do list. This is interesting. I never thought of this. So if you say 12:20, you know, but you have to meet that goal. At 12:20, you're going to make that phone call or you're going to write that article that you've been meaning to write. That's an interesting one. I like that. Assign times to your to-do list.
I do that mentally. I'll say I'm going to stop what I'm doing at 2 o'clock and make that phone call, but I don't write it down so I can't get distracted.
All right. Next time you have to put it on your list.
Yes.
Make that timeline.
Those are good tips.
I like them too. Thanks for joining us on America Weekend. Your pals Valerie Smaldone
and Leslie Gold.
Harrison with you. Here in Oslo, Norway, the ancient Akershus fortress and castle from the late 1200s is so massive atop the city that fueling the heat and air conditioning is quite a task. But Norwegians have found a simple green solution to climate-controlling endless tonnage of rock and stone. Thor is one of the castle's curators.
Obviously something this huge in the winter must get very cold here.
Yep. The thing is, we're usually closed during winter. We only have open for like 1 or 2 weeks before Christmas. And so we don't have to use any energy for heating the place during winter time.
Right.
Only have heating in the main offices that are used then.
Scaling back our old ways of life seems to be the international trend now.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This left winger made the All-Star team 8 times during his 19 NHL seasons. He's the second player in history to record 1,000 points after being drafted as late as the 9th round.
To the blue line, Lariala. Lidstrom shot. Scoop with a save. Robitaille scores!
So where is Luke Robitaille now? The Los Angeles Kings honored Luke in 2007 by retiring his number 20 jersey. That same year, he entered the Kings front office as the team's president of business operations. 2 years later, Luke got inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame. As part of the Kings organization, he celebrated the franchise's first ever championship in 2012.
For the first time in their 45-year history, a Stanley Cup for Los Angeles.
Luke Robitaille, a king among kings. I'm Ahmad Rashad.